coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
I wanted this play on the right hash because I wanted to attack number 21 with his eyes and the aggressiveness. He's a great corner, but just wanted to take advantage of that. And then what a great throw, great catch, well-executed play.
The Eagles must be very disciplined in their rush lanes. They cannot let Prescott escape either to the side or certainly not up the middle. And it becomes increasingly important in the red zone.
They do a lot of slants. They like to stunt up front. But when you've got DeMarcus Lawrence slanting to the inside, they're going to have a challenge once again this week up front dealing with the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey everybody, I'm John Clark. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. We're going to get to the Cowboys in Dallas week in a second, but how amazing for the Eagles. How good are they that they're on their bye? They still come back with the best record in the NFL, still first place in the NFC East, and Carson Wentz still leads the NFL in touchdowns. That's how good they are. And to break it all down, here is the head coach himself, Doug Peterson, a little tape study.
A giant in the backfield. Three receivers left. Jeffrey Wright on first down. A giant gets, no, it's a fake. Pass to Jeffrey in for the touchdown.
Joining us here for Eagles Tape Study, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Welcome back to the show, coach.
Thanks, Ike.
Let's take a look at this big 51-23 win that your team put together last week versus the Denver Broncos. Really a lot of nice plays, starting with this first touchdown. Now, I hadn't seen this one in the playbook yet. Talk to us about this first touchdown.
Actually, this play is in the playbook, and we just haven't used it yet this season. We're waiting for the right time, and obviously this is a read play for the quarterback, because anytime we get defensive ends that can bend just like this, and then you get linebackers that are going to fill and not scrape, we try to take advantage of this situation. So Carson's just reading 58, so it's either a give to 36, or what we have over here is we just have a one-step route and go. It's built into the play. So he's going to one-step it here, and then he's going to trigger as soon as he feels Carson Wentz pull the football. So great execution. I wanted this play on the right hash because I wanted to attack number 21 with his eyes and the aggressiveness. He's a great corner, and give him respect because everything that he does in the passing game. But just wanted to take advantage of that. And then what a great throw, great finish on the play, great catch, getting him into the end zone. Well-executed play.
Nice touch on that throw by Carson. A real deceptive play put Von Miller in a little bit of a quandary there. We're going to watch Carson make this throw here Trey Burton. Zach Ertz not in the game, but I like your motto, next man up.
Next man up.
Next man has to fill in. Great job from Trey Burton here.
It really is. And so what I did by design is we wanted to put our two tight ends on the outside. Our two receivers are on the inside. This gives, from an offensive perspective, a man zone read. And so now the linebacker goes out, so we know we're getting some form of man coverage right here. And it's just a simple little slant and go pattern on the outside on both sides to take advantage of the man concept. So Trey obviously does a great job with the route, sells it nicely with his head, with his eyes. You can see it right there. Carson on the pump fake, and then probably what's even better is where the location of this throw is. You talk about the maturity of Carson Wentz and making these throws now. He's putting the ball where he wants to put it, and he put it sort of on the back shoulder where only he's going to get it, and then Trey, great catch, great concentration, falling into the end zone for the touchdown.
He makes that throw look easier than it probably really is. That's a nice pinpoint accurate
throw. It's a difficult throw to make, but you know he can't make it unless these guys up front are doing a heck of a job for him, and they really in this ball game did an outstanding job in pass protection, in my opinion, against one of the best pass rushers in 58, and really Shane Ray, who's a young player who's up and coming. These are situations that we put ourselves in, and again, well executed, great protection, great throw, great catch.
You talked about that offensive line and the job they did in the passing game. Here, new acquisition, Jay Ajayi gets his first touchdown. I'm looking at this line blocking, and I don't know, maybe I could have got through this hole 10 years ago. Nice job from the O-line.
It's a great, great job by the O-line, and this is just a simple outside zone play, and we're trying to capture the edge right here. And really, all he's reading is this displacement block here. He just wants to take him wherever he wants to go. If he wants to get up the field, let him come up the field. If he wants to go inside, take him inside. It's just wherever the defender wants to go. We do a great job. I'd tell you something, 79 is playing extremely well right now, and you see what he does. He shot out of a cannon right here to get this backside linebacker cut off. And then really the power right here. This is one of Kelsey's strengths right here, is to pull and get on the perimeter. And he does that probably the best in the NFL right now. Great cutoff blocks. Now basically it turns into a lead play. Here comes Alshon inside. We got everybody covered up. Big V's covered up. Wiz is doing a great job. Lane's doing a great job. Well-executed play again by the guys up front. And then, like you said, you and I can run through this hole, and Jay does a great job. He's got great speed and got in the end zone.
Nice job from the big fella getting in there, getting his first touchdown. All the love for the offense. Let's give a little love to the defense.
Got to do the defense. I like it. I like it.
One of the turnovers in the game. This is a play where you talk about team defense. You got the pass rush up front. And the back end of the defense benefits from Fletcher getting in Brock Osweiler's face.
Yes, and as you know, having played on defense a lot and understanding scheme, it really starts with these four guys up front. If you can put pressure on the quarterback with four, it makes the next seven guys in the back end make it a lot easier for them to do their jobs. So you're going to see Fletcher right here obviously do a nice job of his inside move, and then he gains leverage there with the big power arm move, but he does a nice job of leaning back into the defender because now it gains balance again for Fletch, and now he doesn't get tossed past the quarterback this way, or the quarterback can step up. So now it puts pressure on 17. He drops his eyes just a little bit, makes him throw the ball where he doesn't want to, and then great job by Rodney coming over and the pick. And then really after we gain possession of the ball, you can see all the black jerseys turning, getting blocked, and you know, there's a couple of
defense want to score.
They want to score touchdowns too. They all want to be receivers and quarterbacks. So great job right there by the defense finishing this play. And we talk about takeaways every week, and we're up there. You know, we're one of the top five teams right now in takeaways. But again, it starts with that defensive line, and then everybody else rallying to the ball. Great team effort, and the defense is playing extremely well also.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at what Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense has in store for Dallas on Sunday night. But first, let's look at the Cowboys in their first game without Ezekiel Elliott. Are they the same team? And who is the player the Eagles must contain to win? We'll talk about that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
This week, the Philadelphia Eagles defense will be matched against the Dallas Cowboys offense that, quite honestly, is a little uncertain right now. This will be their second game without Ezekiel Elliott. And their first game, they only scored 7 points, and they did not run the ball with the same kind of commitment that we know they would have had Elliott been there. So what does that mean as we go forward? Do we see more run? Maybe. But let's focus our attention on the quarterback, Dak Prescott. He's actually had a very good season. And the thing that stands out about Dak Prescott is his increasing ability to make plays outside of structure. And that could be very important if the Cowboys' run game stays relatively dormant. And we can see Dak do this. Let's look at the Los Angeles Rams. They have a very good pass rush with their front four, much like the Eagles. So you could well see this. This is Aaron Donald. Think Fletcher Cox. This looks like an easy sack for Donald. But what does Prescott do? He is able to shake off Donald and then make a throw across his body to a wide open Dez Bryant. The really important thing here, he kept his eyes downfield and was able to throw the ball at the intermediate level. That's what Prescott can do, and you have to be very, very careful of that. The other thing is in the red zone. This is where the Cowboys are actually very good, and they're very good with Dak running by design, but also improvisationally. Here's another good example. Here, you see the Chiefs, they're playing two-man coverage. Now, when you play two-man coverage, nobody normally accounts for the quarterback, as is the case here. So Prescott, who's a very savvy, smart player, he sees that. This was actually a drop back pass, not a run, but he takes off and he scores. The Eagles must be very disciplined in their rush lanes. They cannot let Prescott escape either to the side or certainly not up the middle. And it becomes increasingly important in the red zone. So this is a very intriguing matchup for the Eagles defense against Dak Prescott, who can throw well from the pocket, but really he can beat you outside the pocket as well.
All right, Ike Reese, we've seen how Dak Prescott can be lethal throwing the ball, but that run-pass option, the ability to run with his legs, that is tough for a defender. And he actually leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns amongst quarterbacks. So how tough is it as a linebacker to cover him?
Well, it's not only tough for a linebacker, it's tough for the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, to try to put a game plan together to try to contain a mobile quarterback. So we got a little bit of experience since we played Alex Smith earlier in the year. And if you watch on this play here, what you got to do, you got to get contained. So you're going to have to call defensive plays that will allow for outside containment that's going to force Dak Prescott to stay in the pocket like you see here with Alex Smith. So as you watch this play run, you're going to see Fletcher does a great job getting outside. So does Vinny Curry. You got Jordan Hicks and Tim Jernigan in here on the inside. And so that sort of shrinks the lanes that Alex Smith can sort of take off from. And what I like from Fletcher is when you get outside and you realize you've gotten to the level of the quarterback, now you can start to constrict the pocket, come under if need be, and then come in for the play. Great job from Fletcher Cox here on a real dangerous quarterback that when typically he doesn't see something open, he's going to take off. But that's a great job from that front, keeping him bottled in. Now watch here last year against the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to see Brandon, outside job is to keep him contained. But like most defensive ends, they want to get to this guy, right? They want to try to get the sack. So the mistake that Brandon makes is he comes under. So as you watch the play run, he makes the mistake of losing contain, getting outside, but then here's where the defense has to rally. Fletcher Cox does a great job. Not going here, it's going to be difficult to catch Dak Prescott if you chase him up the field, but you got to kind of cut off his angle. That's what Fletcher does. You also need help from the other defenders. Malcolm does a great job keeping his shoulders square to the line, vision on the quarterback. So does Jordan Hicks, but it's really the effort from the guys up front. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need guys on the back end to do the coverage, but up front, the defensive line has to do their job to keep Dak Prescott contained in the pocket. Now he's mobile, so when he does decide to escape, you got to rally to the football and you got to get there as fast as possible. Quarterbacks that are dual threats, they're always difficult. You can only take away one thing at a time, but you're going to have to do it collectively.
And without Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, the Cowboys were the second best rushing team in the NFL. Only Le'Veon Bell would rush the ball more than Ezekiel. How does that affect Dak now?
Well, in a number of ways. First of all, it hurts the defense because it keeps them on the field a lot longer for the Dallas Cowboys. But as far as Prescott goes, it puts a lot more pressure on him to get yards in those earlier downs. They're going to rely on him throwing the ball a lot more. That's what you want as a defense. Offensively, I don't think that's what Dallas wants to do.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to talk about one of the ways Dallas is going to look to ground the Eagles' passing attack. What can the Eagles do to move the ball in the air? We'll find out that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, returns.
This week, the Philadelphia Eagles offense will face a Dallas Cowboys defense that has really evolved under coordinator Rod Marinelli over the last couple of years. Marinelli, in his earlier days, he was a zone coordinator. He played a ton of zone defense, but now, particularly on third down, the Cowboys are a man-based defense, and they play different kinds of man. They play two-man. They play cover one with a single high safety, and they play a coverage called one robber. And you can expect to see that against the Philadelphia Eagles. The reason I say that, let's take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is so beautifully disguised by Jeff Heath. It initially looks like a two-shell coverage. What happens here, you're going to see an in-breaking route by Travis Kelce. Very similar to the kind of route Zach Ertz would run. Heath does a great job of disguising this. Literally, at the last moment, he breaks forward, rotates up into his robber coverage. He's the robber. And he surprises Alex Smith, who throws the interception right to Heath. This was a great example of the Cowboys playing their one robber coverage exceptionally well. Again, look for it against the Eagles. You're going to see it again against the Falcons, and this time it's a little more defined. You see Heath move inside as the robber. Doesn't have to make a play here. Why? Because the best edge pass rusher in the NFL right now is on the Cowboys, and that's DeMarcus Lawrence. He primarily works off his left side, the right side of the Eagles offense. That will be Lane Johnson. It sets up a really good matchup in this game. You must take care of DeMarcus Lawrence on third down.
All right, Mike, quick one thing the Eagles have done really well this year on offense. Get that ball to Zach Ertz and their tight end. Zach, obviously one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But what is it about the Cowboys' defense that takes away that middle of the field?
Well, they like to bring down that robber. Greg talked about it. They'll show you two deep pre-snap, but this safety is going to come down and try to take away the in-breaking routes. He'll drop more to the middle. These guys are going to play man on the outside, but this guy's the one you have to worry about. The Eagles like to run this deep over route with Zach Ertz, and they run that a lot of times, and this guy is the guy they have to be concerned about when they're running that over route or when they're running those in-breaking routes when that robber drops down in the middle, because he picks a lot of balls in those situations. But, John, what the Eagles will do, and especially now they've scouted themselves, they've had a couple of weeks to look at what they've done in the early part of the season, they'll start to peel the onion a little bit and show some different things, some different layers to this offense. This would be a perfect route now. When they play that robber technique, you watch Ertz on this play. He'll start on a crossing route, but then it's not a crossing route. He's going to break back to the outside, and that's how you break tendencies. That's how you start to get away from things that you're doing early. When they're expecting that over route or that crossing route, you trip this guy up. You get him going on that crossing motion, and you come back to the outside. That's what I'm expecting to see, plays like that going forward in the second half of the season.
All right, and last year the Eagles were 3-0 going into their bye week. Then they were 4-9. Are you a little bit squeamish this year about having that second half of the season after the bye, or is this a different team, different time?
I think it's a different team, and I think with this coaching staff, the way they've been able to schematically take advantage of defenses, I look forward to what they're going to do in peeling this onion in the second part of the season.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And, guys, when you look at that Cowboys offense, even without Ezekiel Elliott, especially when you get in that red zone, how lethal is a guy like Dez Bryant down in that area?
Yeah, this team still poses a threat to put the ball in the end zone if they get down there in the scoring area. You're talking about Dez Bryant. His numbers don't necessarily jump off the screen at you like they have in years past, but he's still a valuable red zone threat. 14 targets for him so far this year. That's third in the league. 6 catches for 4 touchdowns in the red zone. You watch on this play here. Now, he's supposed to be double covered by the corner and the safety. Safety has his eyes in the backfield, bites on the play fake. Dez is able to slip between the corner and the safety. Dak puts the ball right on him. That's an easy pitch and catch for the Cowboys there for a touchdown. Can't allow that to happen. Keep your eyes on your keys and what your responsibility is.
Yep. And, Mike, obviously a big test for the Eagles' offensive line. They passed it against the Broncos. Lane Johnson, another tough matchup this week.
Well, not just Lane, guys. That entire front for the Cowboys, they're pretty good. When you look at Irving, Crawford, these guys are solid up front. But DeMarcus Lawrence, he's their guy. That defense has 28 sacks. 23 of those sacks is by those guys up front. And if you watch on this play, they do a lot of slants. They like to stunt up front. But when you've got DeMarcus Lawrence slanting to the inside, look at this. You just can't block him. Little arm over technique, and he gets to the quarterback and just pounds him, puts him on his back. Not just Lane Johnson, guys, but throughout this offensive line, they're going to have a challenge once again this week up front dealing with the Dallas Cowboys.
And Lawrence leads the NFL in sacks with 11.5, but if the Cowboys are without Sean Lee, that's a big loss. They're 0-3 when he doesn't play an entire game this year for them. For Mike Quick and Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan. If the Birds win, they go up 4 games in the division on the Cowboys with 6 to go. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.